Australia had been the only major prawn farming country free of a highly contagious disease. But earlier this month, the white spot virus was found in prawn farms between Brisbane and the Gold Coast. Authorities are now investigating whether the virus is linked to imports of uncooked prawns. Annie Guest has our report from Brisbane.
Nick Moore's prawn farm lies less than 5 kilometres from the outbreak, about halfway between Brisbane and the Gold Coast.
Oh, we're terrified. The whole industry's terrified. Now it's a case of containment, eradication.
While the white spot virus can't hurt humans, he told ABC TV, it kills prawns.
Potential's huge. Every other country in the world that's had this virus has been decimated. Having said that, they've come back. So if it happens to us, we'll fight back. We're Australians. We're farmers. We'll do all right.
The virus has been detected on 3 farms along the Logan River, where prawns have been destroyed and ponds decontaminated. Another 5 unaffected farms were placed under heavy restrictions after the disease was found in wild prawn populations in the Logan River. Now recreational fishermen are getting worried.
Well, it looks like it's now fairly widespread in southern Moreton Bay.
Dr. Barry Pollock is a fisheries scientist and represents recreational fishers through the group Sunfish.
How it got there is basically unknown at this stage, although it would have to be associated with it, the importation of green uncooked prawns.
Why are you certain it would have to be associated with the importation of those frozen green prawns?
Well, it was unknown until just recently, unknown as a sort of a natural disease.
And what's the possible mechanism there for that virus to transfer from a frozen green prawn into the fishery?
It's just a matter of someone dumping some of those prawns or dumping the shells after they peel them for cooking into the rivers. Or another possibility is that they've been used for bait.
What is your message now on behalf of recreational fishers in Queensland to the federal government?
Well, personally, I would like to see a ban on all uncooked seafood imported into Australia. There's no problem with cooked product because that would kill any viruses and other pathogens that are likely to be there.
Commercial fishermen say they've flagged the disease risk from uncooked Asian prawn imports for years with no response. Matt West from the Australian Prawn Farmers Association spoke to ABC Local Radio.
We've lobbied pretty hard to try and change it. As far as we're aware, the green product coming in has to be tested, but you know, ultimately you can't stop everything and that's always a risk to us.
The World Today requested an interview with the Federal Agriculture and Water Resources Minister, Barnaby Joyce, but he was travelling in his electorate and unavailable. Biosecurity Queensland's chief officer is Jim Thompson.
That is the issue that is going to be taken up, I'm sure, again with the Commonwealth Government.
He says the only other time white spot has appeared in Australia was an isolated case in the Northern Territory that was eradicated. But Jim Thompson warns it's too early to say how the virus came to Queensland.
One of the most important things we do with all these incidents is try and work out where they started from. Sometimes that's impossible, but it's always a critical part of any response. So we are doing a lot of tracing of material that we can find and movement of people, movement of products, movement of anything that may have actually brought the disease in.
He says there's a lot more work to be done in the wild fishery to confirm where the virus is. Tomorrow, government representatives will meet with the industry near Moreton Bay to discuss the outbreak.
Annie Guest with that report.